Hi, this is Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to a special California edition of the Seed World podcast. This was recorded live in Monterey, California, at the American Seed Trade Association's 59th Annual Vegetable and Flower Seed Conference. This is my interview with Charles Miller, Commercial Director of Solinta. Thank you so much, Charles, for sitting down with me at the American Seed Trade Association 59th Annual Flower and Vegetable Seed Conference. Thanks so much.
Oh, happy to be here, Mark.
What's a little known fact about you, something people would be surprised to learn?
Oh, let's see. I guess most people don't know that, since I grew up in Texas, I actually like to fish. But, what people probably don't really know about my fishing is I was actually, in my younger days, a fly fishing guide in New Zealand for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Now, I did that in conjunction with the work, that I was doing in that part of the world as well. But needless to say, I really like fly fishing.
Oh, what is it about fly fishing as opposed to regular fishing that you enjoy so much?
For me, it's the challenge of actually looking for a fish. You can actually see the fish you want to catch, and then you can try to catch that one, rather than just kind of randomly fishing and relaxing and enjoying yourself. You're being a little more active.
Is that sort of the approach you take to business, is a very proactive approach, rather than just kind of sitting back and letting things happen? You really set your eyes on what you want and go for it, in a sense?
Well, I think that's probably right. I mean, the way it happens, I think, is I really focus on building a strategy, which is kind of that attack plan, and then figuring out the best way to execute that strategy so we get a successful result. And of course, that is for our business, but it's also for the farmers and our customers in the end, too.
Speaking of your business, you've been in the news a lot recently due to your development of hybrid potato seed. This is an area that for Seed World we don't often cover, because in the past potatoes haven't really been a thing, so to speak, in the seed space. Potatoes have always been propagated through tubers. That was just the traditional way of doing it, but a company like yours has now really made some exciting developments in that area. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've done with regards to hybrid potato seed and why it's so significant?
Sure. Well, Solinta has been working on hybridization of potatoes for probably about 12 years now. And while we're still working on it, we have actually gotten hybrid potatoes developed. They're in a sense finished. And the news you were talking about, our most recent news, is we were granted a patent in the U.S. on the process of hybridization around diploid potatoes. For us, changing potatoes from tetraploids, which are quite complicated genetics, to diploids makes them a lot easier to manage and a lot easier to create new varieties, new hybrids per se. As an example, a lot of the well-known potatoes around are things like the Russet Burbank or Benji, or the list goes on, but almost all of those varieties are more than 100 years old. Now, that's not to say there hasn't been innovation in potatoes in over 100 years, but it is to say that it's really complicated to innovate in potatoes. And with our technology, it makes it much easier and actually much more directed. And by being able to direct those innovations, that's where real value can come to the farmers. So we can see an issue where farmers have a problem with, say, late blight, and it's a continuing issue because they happen to be in a more humid, wet environment. Well, through targeted breeding, without using GMOs, without using any of the new innovative breeding techniques, but traditional hybrid breeding, we can back cross in genes with higher resistances to late blight, thereby helping the farmers have a more adapted potato for their particular issue.
Well, I suppose it's really a game changer just from the aspect of planting potatoes from seed versus using seed potatoes. I mean, just the possibilities are endless for cutting down on disease and all sorts of things. So it's really a new world, so to speak, for the potato industry.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's yes, there's benefits around the hybrid breeding concept, and they are truly groundbreaking. But there are also other benefits that when you think about no longer using seed tubers and using what we're calling hybrid true potato seeds, these are seeds like tomato seeds, pepper seeds, any other crop. Well, all of a sudden the supply chain changes dramatically in the potato industry, where in the past you had to have massive cold storages to hold your seed potatoes from one crop to the next. Now, you can actually plant 1 hectare of potatoes with 25 grams of seed, where in the past it took 2,500 kilos. Now imagine the carbon footprint changes that you see in something like that. You know, and if we're all here to help create a sustainable planet, and we know we have to do that in the years to come, this is one possible step that can make a really big impact.
Can you give us some background on Solenta, how it began, what it looks like?
So Solenta is a private company. We started about 12 years ago, as I said, with some basically revolutionary thinkers. They had been involved in the tomato breeding business, and they thought, well, we're already breeding something that is genetically related to a potato. Why has this never been done in potatoes? You know, they did a lot of literature searching, a lot of reading, a lot of talking with their peers, and they were told that it was absolutely impossible. Well, but in the end, that group of people proved the skeptics wrong, and they were able to create hybrids in potatoes. And we're still learning every day, but that goes along with the territory of being disruptive, I think.
And how did you first get involved in the industry? How did you become full-time involved in agriculture as opposed to maybe becoming a professional fly fisherman, for example? What made you choose this?
Well, as I said, I grew up in Texas where there's not a lot of water, and fishing was kind of a recreation that you did only if you happened to be in the right place. But where I grew up in agriculture, and I grew up in the seed business. My father was a plant breeder. He was a sorghum breeder. And from a young age, you know, even early first grade or so, my first memories are of working with him in the breeding nursery and moving pollen from males to females. And it just seemed natural that I would somehow stay in agriculture. And, you know, that's what I did. I worked in the food industry for about 15 years. And then my father and I together opened a genetics company. And, once I got into the seed business, it's a great industry. It's a great group of people. And I've just been really privileged to be part of it for as long as I have been.
You still, I imagine you're very, very busy, but do you still find time to do your fishing as well?
I do, actually. Matter of fact, most people don't know this either, but depending on where I travel, I almost always take a packable fly rod with me. So you never know when you get a chance to fish.
Wow. Are you planning to do any of that fishing here in Monterey?
Unfortunately, no. This is a quick in-and-out trip.
Sometimes you have to stick to business, I guess.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Charles.
Thank you, Mark.
For more SeedWorld podcast episodes, visit seedworld.com.